Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing what your ex remembers about you. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing what your ex remembers about you. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely wonder what your ex thinks of you. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing the three main elements that your ex likely remembers about you. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is the beginning. So when we consider what your expert dumper will remember about you, we need to start at the beginning. And that, of course, is the beginning of you and your now ex's relationship. Now, you wouldn't have got into a relationship instantaneously. The first time you met, you wouldn't have automatically been in a relationship. And therefore, some of you will be listening and thinking, well, when we met, it was love at first sight. And others of you would be thinking, when we first met, we didn't actually even really get along. I didn't think they liked me. They told me since, but they didn't think I liked them. Whichever side of the spectrum that you find yourself on, or maybe somewhere in between, the important thing is it wouldn't have been long likely before you did feel a really good vibe. If you didn't, you would never have got together in a relationship. So when we speak about the beginning, I'm not necessarily talking about the very first time you met. I'm speaking about the beginning of your romantic relationship. And that generally has to be good, because if it wasn't good, you would never have got into a romantic relationship. You would never have got together if there wasn't a good feeling and a good vibe. So even if you're there thinking, well, the first time we met, we didn't really get along, I'm not actually focusing on that point. When I say the beginning, I mean the beginning of your romantic relationship. Now, as I just said, some of you might be listening and saying, well, when we first met, it was love at first sight. We got together officially fairly quickly, and actually, I can't quite believe we're apart now, because we were meant to be. Now, this is where it's really important to understand that we speak and we feel in the moment. Now, when you and your ex were together, you would likely have told one another that you loved each other. Now, sometimes dumpies say to me, well, my ex-dumper must be the biggest liar in the world. How on earth could they have meant what they said to me, because now they've broke my heart? The reality is that they were likely telling the truth. People feel and speak in the moment. When they told you that they loved you, they likely did. Right now, they're probably not saying that. Right now, they're probably not saying that they are in love with you romantically, because if they were saying that, you would still be together. So we have to accept the fact that right now, that's not what they're feeling. I'm not necessarily saying they hate you, but sadly, sometimes a dumper would also have said those harsh words as well. Again, it's speaking in the moment. So whether or not your ex said they loved you in the past, whether or not they said they hated you at the time of a breakup, we have to consider all of these moments may have been felt at the time, but it doesn't necessarily mean the future is going to be the same. We all grow as people. We are not the same person today as we were 10 years ago. And if we are, maybe that's one of the reasons why we were dumped. We need to grow. We need to evolve. Sometimes we grow in different directions. Sometimes the person we were meant to be with back then, sadly, we don't connect with very well right now. But the future is unknown. The next chapter of your life is yet to be written. And who knows? Maybe your ex will have a starring role in the future chapters of your life. We live in the moment. We feel in the moment. We speak in the moment. Whatever your ex said to you would likely have been true, even if now they're saying the opposite, which also is likely to be true in their mindset. It doesn't mean that in the future they will feel the same. You know, you have proof of concept that feelings evolve and change. If you were married, then your ex would have said their wedding vows to you. And now, sadly, they've broken your heart. You can see an evolution there. They meant it then. They mean it now. It's very, very different. This should show you that things can change, but they can also change back to being positive wants more. Now, there's no guarantee you'll get your ex back. There's no guarantee that if you were married, that you will get your ex-husband or your ex-wife back. However, there is a chance. Now, maybe you were never married. Maybe you only dated 6 months. And you're thinking, well, can I get my ex back? Yes, you can. It's the same principle. If you and your ex had a relationship with some level of substantial feeling towards one another, then yes, you had something there. Sadly, right now, they're not feeling it, but it could be found again. Nothing in this world is guaranteed, but there is an opportunity. And this is because you had a good basis. The beginning of your relationship was generally good. It had to be, because if it wasn't, you would never have actually got together. So when you focus on what your ex is thinking, what you consider, what your ex remembers about you, it's really important to bear in mind that the beginning of your relationship is something that they will remember. The beginning of your relationship is something that they'll likely think of every now and again. And when they do, those feelings will generally be good. So now let's get into point number 2 and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number 2 is the end. So we've just been focusing on the beginning of your relationship, but something else that your ex will likely remember about you is the end of your relationship. Now, sadly, this generally isn't good. Now, it's not necessarily horrific, although sadly, sometimes you will have dumpers who say some very harsh words, but more often than not, there is a drifting away. Maybe your ex actually said to you, I love you, but I'm no longer in love with you. Now, from a romantic perspective, this isn't great. We have to be honest. That's why I said it's generally not good when they think back to the end of a relationship, because if it was good, they would have stayed in the connection with you. However, there are those varying degrees. If they say to you, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, this suggests that they've lost some romantic feeling, but they do love you in a platonic sense. It's not great for romance, but it is a basis of where they do care for you as a person. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, we have a situation where maybe your ex-dumper said they hated you. Now this, if they were to have said it, is likely because you had done something, or at least you were suspected of doing something. Now, in point number 1, I was talking about your ex speaking in the moment, and this is exactly what I'm talking about right now. If your ex-dumper said they hated you at the time of a breakup, it doesn't mean that they will hate you forevermore, but in that moment, they felt that frustration and that sadness about what you may or may not have actually have done to cause the situation. So when we consider the end of a relationship, we have to acknowledge and recognize, but it's not going to be all singing and dancing. It's not going to all be rainbows and happiness, because of course, the end of a relationship, whether they felt the frustration, anger, and hatred, even if it's just in words, or whether or not they said, I do love you as a person, but I'm just not romantically in love with you anymore. However we look at this, sadly, it's not great. And it's not great because we want to be in a romantic relationship with the person who has just ended it. And if they felt the same, they would not have ended the relationship. That's the truth. That's reality. People do not end relationships that they want to be in. You know, sometimes people say to me, my ex-dumper ended the relationship, but I'm sure that they still love me. Now, although there could be an element of love within this, I would argue back and say, if they loved you in a romantic sense, this relationship would not have ended. Now, maybe there are some circumstances which can cause a situation to sadly arise. But if the love is strong enough and deep enough, more often than not, people find a way round it. And even if they can't, they will try to at least take it forward for a certain time before the feelings will unfortunately start to lessen, because there is an impending feeling of impossibility about the relationship that is now in front. So when your ex remembers you, yes, they're going to remember the beginning, which is generally good. But sadly, they will also remember the end, which is generally not great. I'm not going to say bad, although for some of you, it may have been, because I think by and large, your ex's memory of the breakup is not necessarily going to be terrible. You know, depending especially on how you reacted to this, is of course going to influence their thoughts and memories. But by and large, I would say not great rather than terrible. Of course, every situation is different and every scenario is unique. But we have to recognize that when somebody ends a relationship, this is not a good position for you to be in if you want to stay with that person, because for whatever excuse, reason or rationale they tell you or you can think of, ultimately they've decided they would rather be apart than together. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast, about what your ex remembers about you. And point number three is unique moments. Now, unique moments are often the wild card in regards to whether or not your ex will think of you positively, negatively, whether they one day want to reconnect, and how they ultimately will feel about you post-breakup. Unique moments can range from the awful to the brilliant, and this is why I call it the wild card. We've had the beginning, which was generally good. We've had the end, which was generally not great. The unique moments will depend on your specifics. Now, I would say more often than not, these would actually fall into the good category, although, again, your specifics will be unique to you. Now, the reason why I say generally they'll be deemed as good unique moments is because of a fading effect bias. Now, I've spoken about this in other podcasts. I'm not going to dwell on it right now, but ultimately, when we look back on our past, we mainly see things in a more positive light than a negative light. Now, that is speaking about this incredibly quickly, but right now, that is all that is needed to be said. Generally speaking, when we reflect, we wear rose-tinted glasses. Now, it's not going to make you forget all of the bad stuff. It's not going to make you automatically just delete things from your mind, or your ex's mind for that matter, about things which were not wonderful. But if something was kind of so-so, if something was, I don't know, either way, they're likely to remember the good ahead of the bad. And that is why I believe that unique moments are often the wild card in a positive sense, because your ex is more likely to reflect on them in a way which is going to be favourable to you. Let's just say, for example, you went on a holiday together, you went on a vacation together, and the truth is, some of that vacation was awful and some of it was brilliant. Your ex-bedumper is likely to focus upon more of the good points of that holiday together, of that vacation. They're likely to think back and remember those moments with more strength, power and importance than the bad bits that happened. So as we can see there was good, there was bad, but they remember more strongly the good. Now, what would make it unique? Well, if you went on this trip twice a year for 10 years, it's not particularly a unique trip. But if you were to have gone somewhere just for once, you went to this one location, this one city, this one country, you only ever went once, that is likely to stick in your ex's mind as a unique moment. In particular, if they've not done this with anybody else other than you. Now, I'm just using a vacation or a holiday as an example. It could, of course, be anything. If this is something that you only did together once or twice, if this is something that they've only ever done with you, this would constitute as a unique moment. And whether there was good connected, whether there was bad, as long as it wasn't all bad, they will likely see it in a somewhat favourable light, if not a great light. So this is what can really play in your favour. Now, unfortunately, some people will have unique moments which are just terrible throughout, and there is no fading effect bias powerful enough to try and transition this into a good thought. You know, it's not a situation where, almost like that movie Men in Black, where they can use that little gadget to wipe your ex's mind. No, they're going to remember these things. What I'm saying is, if there are certain events which are some good, some bad, then you're going to see the good shining brighter throughout ahead of a bad. But if it's all bad, if it's all terrible, your ex will remember that, and a unique moment in that sense is not going to help your cause. So you need to be considering, when you're asking yourself a question, what is my ex thinking about me? What do they remember about me? Consider the unique moments. Consider the moments that you two shared only once or twice ever, and hopefully something that they've never shared with anybody else. That is what they're going to remember. But how they reflect on it will definitely depend on how you lived your life together and what happened within that unique moment. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.